Most times when we're going through something, that's normally what we fill our minds with. It's what we're going through, and we wonder why we're having such a hard time. We're stuck in it because we filled our minds with the very thing that has entrapped us. Thank you for joining Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. We welcome all of you who are joining us by television and those of you joining us at airjesus.com. Stay tuned to today's message. We're doing part two, something we started last week entitled Embrace Good Thinking. Embrace Good Thinking. And just before we jump in today, I would like to read a little humor that was in my email this week, and it reads, at a Catholic school, there was a Meet the Teacher open house for the second graders. After the meeting, a nun announced that there would be a small reception afterwards in the cafeteria. All the children and parents filed in and saw on a table a plate of apples, a plate of cookies, and some water bottles and juice. As the children went through the line, one boy saw there was a sign on the plate of apples that said, "Take only one, God is watching." So the boy took an apple and moved on to the cookies. He helped himself and then took a small piece of paper and wrote, "Take all you want, God is watching the apples." Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And so we're talking about embrace good thinking. Embrace good thinking. We see that our thoughts are very, very powerful. And I really began thinking about this in terms of getting rid of defeating thoughts that really come to all of us. And defeating thoughts can hinder our lives and limit our lives so much. And so it's so vitally important that we think on the right things and allow the right thoughts to be in our minds. And so the Bible gives us this admonition here, really, to guard our minds and to really think on the right things. So our thoughts determine our attitude. Our thoughts determine our self-image. Our thoughts determine our words, our actions. They determine how we feel. And ultimately, our thoughts determine our destiny. I like something that James Allen, he said, "You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you." So that's very powerful, that the direction of our lives follow our thoughts. Even psychologists say that your life will move in the direction of your most dominant thought. That's where your life will move, in that direction. But the good news that we find out in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and in other selected scriptures, we find out that we have the ability to choose our thoughts. You know, if thoughts are this powerful, where they direct our lives and our lives follow our thoughts, isn't it a wonderful privilege that we have the ability to be able to choose our thoughts, which means we're choosing which direction our lives move into? So that's powerful. And it's a wonderful privilege that we have to be able to choose to think good thoughts and to think right thoughts. Isaiah chapter, you don't have to turn there, but Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "He whose mind stayed on me is kept in perfect peace. God says, you keep your mind on me, you'll be kept in perfect peace. Because see, your life will move in the direction of your thoughts. You know, there's no greater thought that you can have than about God. He said, if you keep your mind on me, you keep your mind on my word, you keep your mind on my promises, you keep your mind on my principles, you remain heavenly minded, you will be in perfect peace. And perfect peace is peace that's not missing anything, nothing's broken, peace where there's wholeness and soundness. And so God is saying, if you keep your mind on me, you're going to be in wholeness, you're going to be sound. There's going to be nothing missing and nothing broken in your life if you keep your mind stayed on me. So, you know, that's one of the things that I like to think about. I like to think about God's love toward me. That's one of my favorite thoughts. That's one of my favorite thoughts, especially when I'm down or especially when things aren't going well. You just feel like throwing a pity party or feeling sorry or feeling sad or depressed. I always quickly move my mind into the gear of how much God loves me. How much God loves me. The fact that he has inscribed my name on the palm of his hands. When you think about how much God loves you, that's a powerful thought, and it'll overcome any other depressing thoughts that'll try to invade your mind. I think about the fact that God's not angry. He's not angry with me, but he's forgiven me. And his mercy and loving kindness and grace is extended toward me. I think about the fact that he has a good plan for my life. He has good things in store for me. He wants to bless me. He wants to do me good. He wants me to excel. He wants me to grow. He wants me to reach my potential. He wants to bless the world through my life, giving me gifts and talents, giving me desires. He wants to use me to bless others. I'm unique. There's no one else like me. And we know when you begin thinking these type of thoughts, the how special you are in the heart of God, how much you mean to God, how much God has taken the time to design your life and make you who you are. There's no one else like you. You're unique. You have unique abilities and gifts and talents. Your makeup is unique and there's no one else quite like you. You are an original. And if you fill your mind that your Heavenly Father loves you and his mind is full of thoughts about you and he's planning your life and has so much good in store for you, you fill your mind with those type of thoughts, man, it'll give you a victorious mentality and an overcoming spirit every time. And so those are the type of thoughts we're to think about. Thoughts of victory, not defeat, thoughts of victory. You know, if you're sick, don't lay around thinking about thoughts of your sickness. No, think about healing. Think about God as your healer. Think about the healing promises that are in his word. Remember, your life will move in the direction of your thoughts. Most times when we're going through something, that's normally what we fill our minds with. It's what we're going through. And we wonder why we're having such a hard time. We're stuck in it because we filled our minds with the very thing that has entrapped us. And so you can't break free until you first free your mind and put your thoughts on some victorious thoughts, some positive thoughts, some thoughts about God, some thoughts on God's word and his promises. I like Joel Osteen's father. I heard him tell this a while ago, but his father, John Osteen, had heart surgery. And he was incapacitated in the hospital. And he knew it was going to be a long recovery. And he knew his life was hanging in the balance between life and death. And he didn't know if he would ever return to normalcy. As he lay in that hospital bed after open heart surgery, this is what he instructed his children to do. He said, I want you all to go home and get my running shoes and get my running outfit. And I want you to bring them here and put them in the hospital room so I can see them. Because if I can see them, I can think about running again. I can think about recovering, and I can think about coming back. And I want to picture myself running strong. He said, I want that visualization in the room to fill my mind with those thoughts of me having a complete recovery. And he did. He bounced back from open heart surgery because he filled his mind with those type of victorious thoughts. And so our lives will follow our thoughts. If your thoughts are lovely, you will be lovely. You will feel lovely. If your thoughts are pure, you will feel pure. When you focus on things, as Philippians 4:8 says, things that are of good report, you know your life will be filled with confidence and be filled with praise. And so it is so vitally important to make sure you have thoughts of victory and not defeat. Turn to your neighbor and say, have thoughts of victory and not defeat. Your thoughts energize you. Your thoughts can energize you, or your thoughts can deplete you. I mean, you can be worn out, depleted, just by thinking about all the stuff you got to do and all the people you got to deal with and all the problems. You know, that can deplete you. I remember my son when he was much younger. My wife and I, we used to give him a long list of things to do. And we would tell him, we want you to go upstairs and get the clothes and bring them down. And when you finish that, we want you to take out the trash. We would give him about three or four tough assignments around the house. And the moment we gave it to him, he would just fall out in the floor. He would just fall out. Now, he hadn't done anything. He hadn't done anything. Just the thought. When he just hears it, when he thinks about it, he just will fall out. And he would just be exhausted. He would just lay there like he was just at work. And he hadn't done it. The thoughts were depleting his energy. Because he was just thinking about all that he had to. So that's the way it is. You know, when you think about all the stuff, your thoughts can deplete you and drain you. And on the converse, your thoughts can energize you. You ever know how you feel, you know, the day before you're going on vacation? When you're thinking about, just thinking about it, you have a little pep in your step. Just thinking about, Brother James, he's going on a cruise in a couple of weeks, and he is so energized just thinking about it. He told me, he said, man, I'm getting ready for this cruise. He said, I can't wait. He's just pumped up. And he said, man, he said, I'm looking good. I'm working out. He said, I'm going to be sharp on that cruise. He said, I'm going to be looking good. It just energizes. It's just something about the thought of it, the thought of being able to just relax for a few days and enjoy his wife and just be out on the beautiful seas. Your thoughts can energize you, or your thoughts can deplete you of energy. And so when your mind is refreshed, your whole body is refreshed. But when your mind is tired, thinking tired thoughts, your whole body is tired and drained. And so it's so important to think energizing thoughts. I even realize that your thinking even has a lot to do even with the aging process. A lot of people are old while they're still young because they're thinking old. And then there are some old people who are extremely young because they're young at heart, youthful and energetic thoughts they're thinking. Brother James, he was just sharing with me yesterday about and I don't know how he got on this, but he decided to study somebody who was old, but yet who was vibrant, who was strong, who was energetic. Number one person he could find that met the criteria he was looking for, somebody who had reached an old, ripe old age, but yet had the vigor and vitality and the strength of youth. He said there was one man he could find, and it's Jack LaLanne. He said Jack LaLanne is 95 years old and still works out 2 hours a day, can do 100 push-ups without stopping. He can swim 20 miles. He can lift more than a 20-year-old man, just strong as an ox, full of vitality. And I guarantee you, Jack LaLanne is a youthful thinker. He's not thinking like a typical 95-year-old who's sitting around waiting to die. He's somebody, and his thoughts have directed his actions. and his actions have directed his life. And so our thinking is so vital to even as we age, that you can be youthful, you can be energetic, even as you age and get older and older and older, you can be getting younger. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, and I say this, I quote this every morning because I believe it with all my heart. He will satisfy my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. He'll satisfy my mouth with good things so my youth is renewed. And so that's what my thinking is. My thinking is I'm getting younger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting better. My cousin Gerald, he loves to hear me because I always taunt his son. His son's 15. He's an excellent basketball player, plays on the school team, plays on all these different teams, and he plays about 8 hours a day. Now, I'm 41 and he's 15, but Gerald loved the way I taunted his son. I taunted him, and Gerald said, "Man, you still think you're 18 years old?" I said, "Gerald, I still have it." I said, "Your son still can't stop me. He still can't stop me." I said, "I still have it." And it's because I don't feel old. I certainly don't look old, but my mind is geared. I say that every morning. My youth is renewed as the eagles. And so those are my thoughts, and my actions follow my thoughts. And so develop that in your thinking. Don't just settle for these thoughts that you got to be old and crippled and senile and can't move, can't see, can't hear, can't do anything. No. That's not. I tell my wife all the time. I said, "Honey, I'm going to still be after you when I'm 95. I said, "I'm going to still be getting fresh. I'm going to still get frisky with you." And I said, "They still got that vital oil, I'll be getting busy." For those of you listening, you can go to vitarol.com. That's V-I-T-A-R-O-L, vitarol.com. You'll understand what I'm talking about. No, but your life follows your thinking. Your life follows your thinking. My brother Bernard, I remember a conversation Pastor Nathaniel had with my brother Bernard, and they were talking. Pastor Nathaniel was saying, "We're old enough now to qualify for the AARP card." My brother Bernard, he frowned. He said, "I want no part of an AARP card." He said, "You can have those discounts. You can have those benefits." He said, "That is not where my thinking is." And when he said it, it did something to Pastor Nathaniel. And he said, "You know, I don't want it either." It changed his thinking. It changes. See, your life, if you start getting old, thinking old before you're old, you will be old. Your body will follow your thoughts. Your body will follow exactly what you believe in your heart. I love Caleb in the Bible. Caleb was 80 years old. He was 80. In fact, no, he was 85. You'll find this in the book of Joshua. Caleb was 85 years old. The book of Joshua, chapter 14, I believe. He was 85 years old, and he stood before Joshua, and he said, "Joshua, I have the strength of a 40-year-old man." He said, "I haven't changed at all." He said, "I could whip a brother then, and I can whip a brother now." And he said, "I want to claim my inheritance. I want this mountain." And there were still giants in the land. And I like Caleb's spirit. At 85 years old, he was ready to lay some upside some giant's head and possess what was his. He said, "I have not changed. I'm just as strong a man." He said, "God has preserved me. And I'm just a stronger man at 85 as I was at 40. When Moses died at age 120 and something, the Bible says his natural force had not abated, neither was his eye dim. And so, you know, these are men that they thought youthful, they thought energetic, they were purpose-minded, and it drives your life. And so you have to make up your mind if you're going to be creeping around in a senior citizen's home on a walker and cane, or if you're going to be like Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne's 95 years old, preparing to swim 20 miles. And our thinking controls every area of our lives. Your life will follow your thinking. And so our thoughts are so powerful. So focus on things that are of good report, things that are confidence builders, things that are, if there is any praise and any virtue in it, focus on those things. You'll be surprised what your life can accomplish when you fill yourself, fill your mind with the proper thoughts. And you have to put the right, in order to think the right things, you got to put the right input. You got to be feeding on the right input into your, going into your psyche, feeding your mind so that your mind can have good thoughts. And so you got to read some good books, and you got to listen to some good, get around some good people, and you got to feed your mind the right stuff so your thinking will be a certain way. I like Minister Stephanie's father. He's in his 70s, and I recall Pastor Nathaniel, we were over to my mother's house one evening, and my mother had this go-kart, this heavy, huge go-kart that she had bought for the grandkids. And the go-kart needed to be loaded on this pickup truck to be taken somewhere. And Pastor Nathaniel and myself, we were out there. My mother had sent us out there to put the go-kart on this truck. And this thing was huge. This thing was huge. It was heavy. And so we were out there struggling with it. Both of us were struggling, trying to figure out how to maneuver it and get it up on this pickup truck. And Reverend Saffo, who's in his 70s, he came over to us. He said, "Excuse me, young men." He said, "Would both of you all move out of the way?" He took the go-kart single-handedly, and he shoved it on that pickup truck. And I said, "Woo, that's a strong man." And he's in his 70s. I said, "That is a strong rascal there. That's a strong rascal." But I can tell he's a youthful, energetic thinker, and his life has followed suit. So you can be as young as your mind is. You can be as young and energetic as you think. And so have that same spirit as Caleb and these other men that I've talked about, and have these positive, powerful thoughts and allow them to fill your life and to direct your life. I love Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind." Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. Those of you who are watching by television, I would like for you to go to airjesus.com. You can listen to this message in its entirety, message number 7431. You can also email it to a friend absolutely free of charge. Thank you so much for watching Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word.
This ends message number 7431 by C. Elijah Bronner. To send this message, Embrace Your Thinking Part 2, number 7431, to a friend, simply go to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com. This has been message number 7431. Listen to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com often, and keep your spirit charged up.